Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman. It's another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Hamid Safi, and we're talking about remote profiling in Azure.
Yes.
It's a great new feature.
Yes. So basically, we just added it as part of Visual Studio 2015. So it's been out for a couple of weeks right now.
Right.
So I'm going to show you how it's going to work and how we can use this for our websites that are already deployed to Azure App Services. So I've already deployed my website, remoteprofiling.azurewebsite.net, and this is already running. And let's say when I click on the home page, it takes a few seconds for the page to load. And I really don't know what's going on, and I want to see, is there anything I can do in my code? Is there anything wrong? So what I can do to improve this? So
when you do profiling, though, sometimes you do it locally. Mm-hmm. This is production.
This is production. This is basically running in the entire in Azure websites.
So sometimes you might have it runs quickly locally,
yes,
runs
exactly.
slower somewhere else, and
yes.
you don't know why.
Exactly. Yeah. And the point is, so in app services, you can't really RDP to the VM and see what's going on,
That's
right?
True.
So this is remote profiling. You don't really need to do any RDP. You just make a connection, and we do all the magic behind the scenes, and you can get your profiles and basically see what's going on with your code and your application.
Yeah, this is really cool because I think that people think that when they put it into a web app, they have no control, they
exactly.
have no power.
Yeah.
But it really is a virtual machine.
Yes.
It's just one you can't remote into.
Exactly. Yeah, so we are already supporting remote debugging, and now with VS 2015, we also support remote profiling.
Okay, cool. So your home page is a little slow, and you don't know why.
Yes. So there are basically three ways we can profile. So I will first go through from Visual Studio. So this is Visual Studio 2015, and this is Server Explorer. Basically, you go to View and Server Explorer, and you bring up here, and you put your information. And I go to one of my sites, which is the same site that we are looking at, remote profiling.
Okay.
And it's as easy as just right-click, and we say, start profiling.
Seriously?
Yeah, that's it.
And do I have to open any firewall?
Nothing.
Just happens.
It's all just happens. So I just say, start profiling. We do all the magic. And
right now, it's making sure that everything's set up and they're talking between each other.
Yep.
And I assume that my code that I'm looking at has to match up and line up with the same version of the code.
So the thing is, right now, there is no code running on in this Visual Studio. I just started the remote profiling.
So you don't even have a project open?
No. I do, but it doesn't really matter.
Oh, okay.
So then now I go here, and I hit the home page.
Okay. So profiling is running.
Right now.
You do the thing that makes it slow.
I just do it a couple times.
And it's measuring.
It's measuring. And now I go here, right-click on my website, and do stop profiling. And now it's stopping the profiling and actually downloads the profiling file from the server to the client. And here, boom, it says, 58% of my time is in this method. And what I can do is I can just create a detailed report.
And I noticed that it said W3WP and it had a process ID.
Yeah.
You don't have IIS on this machine.
No.
That was IIS in Azure.
Exactly. Yes.
Very cool.
Yeah. So it's loading. So here, basically on my local machine, what I have is my symbol path is set up. So I have the PDBs for my Azure websites on my local machine. So I go here. I can just go right-click, view source. This is the basic, the same old profiling Visual Studio that we have always had.
Could you maybe zoom in on
sure.
this right here at the bottom? So you've got a chart that shows you the samples that were collected and the time. And then if you go down a little bit, I see here where it says hot path.
Yep.
And look at that. So it's showing you the full call stack,
yep.
just as if you're doing this locally.
Exactly. Yes. And then I can just do right click.
So you
and
click
here,
view
and
source.
Then view source.
And this is where you're spending all your time.
Yep. So basically, we are passing the price as a string, and then we are doing an int parse, but the price is not really an integer, so it's throwing an exception. And we are just swallowing the exception and trying it again and again, and that's why we are seeing that slowness.
I see that you've made it slow on purpose.
Yep.
That's great.
For the demo, yep.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so this is one way to do the profiling. Just the only thing to remember is profiling is only supported for basic, standard, and premium sites. So if you have a free or shared, you don't see. So for example, in my other resource group, I have a website. This is free. I don't see the profiling.
I see. So free sites can still do debugging.
Yes.
But this is a premium feature.
Yeah, this is a premium. So you need to upgrade your site to basic or standard or premium.
Okay.
Yeah. And the other cool thing is not only you can profile your main website, you can also profile your, if you have any slots You can profile your snots, or if you have any web jobs, you can also do the same thing.
Really? You can profile web jobs?
Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah, basically any process that is running in the Antares, in your user context, you can always profile it. Mm-hmm. So it's a web job, a website, or a slot, or even our API apps, you can all profile all of those mm-hmm. as well.
And if I'm worried about security, mm-hmm. I still connect it to Azure using the same techniques that I do for any management.
Yep, exactly. Right?
Same certificates and all the cryptography is all still there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So the bad guys can't profile against me.
No, because you need to log in here and do all the stuff in here, and then you see all your websites and all this.
Now, when I'm done profiling, is mm-hmm. my application that was running perhaps in staging or production? Now, certainly when I do this, it mm-hmm. stops. Like, if I really had to profile in production, the other users aren't getting to you.
No. The thing is, this is for your own user. And basically, the profiling is we are doing a CPU sampling. So every millisecond, we are just getting the call stacks, which is on the CPU. So
is it invasive? Is it going to slow things down?
What if
100 people are on my site and I decide to profile?
So based on our measurements, it may have an effect up to 3 to 5%. Because it's not instrumenting anything. It's not changing any code. It's just a CPU sampling. So
that's
basically,
not bad.
Basically, every 1 millisecond, it's just a snapshot of the sampling of the call stacks of your process.
The reason that I ask that is that it's really important for people to know that if they have a production site mm-hmm. and they right click and they go attach debugger, it stops.
Yep.
And it's just you.
The cool thing about profiling is it doesn't stop anything. So it's always running, and you can have your production, people using it, and you just enable the profiling. So basically, what I showed you was I was the only user, but mm-hmm. you can put your site under load and have simulate many users kind of hitting requests and find out where is your hot path when there are so many users coming into your site. And it doesn't anything between 3 to 5% impact, because all it does is basically these are all ETW based, so it just enables the kernel ETW based for
ETW
this.
ETW event tracing
yes,
windows?
Yes, exactly. And it just enables the CPU call stacks for that, and that's it.
That's great.
Yeah.
I think that people might, when they initially heard about this, think that this is a big deal and it's a very scary feature, and if they did it, it would slow their machines down. This is really valuable for production sites.
Exactly.
People should start using this right away.
Exactly. Yeah. The only thing is, this is basically looking at CPU call stacks. Mm-hmm. So if you have a code which is basically waiting for database or things like that, this may not show because there might not be stuff on the CPU call stacks. We are working on that to also be able to show the block time and things like that. But this is basically whatever is running on the CPU itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it sounds like this is not just something that you finished. This is something that you're continuing to work
exactly.
on.
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
So in the future, I could see when I call out to a web service or mm-hmm. to a database, see memory,
exactly.
and all these kind of things.
Yeah. This is the work that we are doing with Visual Studio Profiler team, and we are adding more features and then in the upcoming features.
So people can use this also in Visual Studio. Is this in community or is this in Pro?
So
and up?
I think this is available on all versions of Visual Studio.
Mm-hmm. But they just need to have basic in Azure.
Yeah. So the other thing I wanted to show you, let's say you don't have Visual Studio and still you want to profile your app.
All right, that'd be
so
great.
Yeah. So what you can do is, so any website in Azure websites, there is also a Kudu site, which is your website.scm. So this is basically my Kudu site.
So you went to your website.scm, source code management or source control management.
Yes.
This is what we had David Ebo on to talk about Kudu,
yes.
K-U-D-U. It's the sidecar site that everybody has.
Yes, exactly. Yes. So basically, any site that you deploy, we also have a Kudu site for that, mm-hmm. and it's basically .scm. And in here, you see basically all the stuff for your site, all the information and everything. And if you go to the Process Explorer, mm-hmm. you would see all the processes which are running in the sandbox, in your user context. So basically, for this site, I have my main process, W3WP. I have my Kudu site, which is also another process running in my sandbox.
Right.
And we have the another web job here. So let's say I want to profile my app, but I don't have Visual Studio.
Oh, wow.
So what you can do is you go here and you pick your process.
Right.
So for this one, I want my main site. And I say, start profiling.
No way.
Yes. And then I go and let's say I want to order something. And when I place order, it takes a few seconds for the order. And I want to see, and right now profiling is already running.
Right. And you want to know why it's taking a few seconds.
Exactly. So Now it's done, okay. And I can go to the Kudu site and stop profiling. And now it downloads the profiling file, which is a die extraction file, right, to your local machine. And I can, even from here, I already, so here's the thing, you can just save it and send it to somebody else.
Someone who has Visual Studio.
Someone who has Visual Studio. Or for here, I already have, so I just double click. And this is the Visual Studio because it's downloading it from the,
from far away.
Yeah, so that's fine. I just open it and boom, here it is. So 95% of my time is in this method.
And if you do need Visual Studio to open that file, though.
So here's the good thing. This die extraction file is basically an ETL file. So the good news is you can open it with Visual Studio. And if you really don't have Visual Studio, we just added opening this file in Perfview, which is a free tool. And it's not, I think it will be out in the next couple of weeks. So basically, you can even open it in Perfview and just see everything if you really don't have Visual Studio at that time. So here's basically the same thing. I just click. Go to detail report.
Okay, so generating a report, looking at all your symbols.
Yeah, and the symbols everything. Just need to be on my local machine.
Right, lining everything up.
Yep, and then I do.
Yeah, look at that.
Yep.
All your time spent in calculate discounts.
Yep, and.
Yep, and it's very clear too. Like in this example, you've made it very clear.
Exactly.
The hot path is clear.
And basically, this is why it's taking so long. I'm basically doing a loop in here. So, yeah, and let's say you don't have you don't really want to use Visual Studio, you don't really want to use Kudu, but you still want to profile your site.
You're so, all about choice. I like that you give many, many choices.
Yep. So what you can do is, so basically from Kudu, what we are doing is we are just making a REST call. Mm-hmm. So I can basically do F12.
So you're actually going to show what the browser is doing when you start
exactly.
the profiling
session. So you can do it on your own and just get the file and process it however
so
you want.
So I can do programmatic starting of profiling and downloading.
Yep.
So if I wanted to, my mind is starting to spin now, if I wanted to come up with an automated way where during my continuous integration deployment, continuous profiling.
Exactly, yes.
Bring them all down, chew on them.
Yep.
That's cool.
Yep. So basically here I just say for my main process, I just start profile. Let me see. Okay, yeah.
Oh, there. API processes. Yeah, so here you said API slash processes, then the PID, which in this case is 4104.
Yeah, 4104. So basically, it is here.
There it is. Start and stop.
Yep. So basically, we just say a post, API processes, your process ID, profile is start. This basically starts a profiling session. Mm-hmm. And then stop is a get with a, again, your process ID, profile, stop, and sends you back a file name, and you can just open that file name however you want and process it.
Okay, so stop is where the file gets returned.
Exactly.
That is really elegant, I must say.
Yeah. So, and that's about it. So we can do all these ways to profile your website in Azure websites.
Very cool. We're learning all about remote profiling, and you have this feature now. You can start playing with this immediately. So stop this video and go profile your websites. We're having all sorts of fun here on Azure Friday.